I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. This year marks the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War. I see you've been up to Bull Run.
I haven't been to the actual battle site, but I have been working quite a bit upstream. The Bull Run Mountains is a fascinating area for all kinds of insects, and for 3 years, I've been conducting a beetle survey.
That's a funny thought.
A beetle survey?
Yes, I see. I imagine a little census worker.
Well, that's kind of what it's like, you know. You're turning over rocks and logs and taking down names. It's very important to know what you have on your property if you're going to manage it properly. Thus far, I have gathered information on 527 species of beetles, which is small. There was a paper published in 1902 on the beetles of the greater Washington, D.C. area, and it included over 3,000 species. This was based on 40 years of collecting, so a survey based on 1, 2, even 3 years of work is really just a snapshot.
What have you found at Bull Run?
We found several rare and unusual beetles, some of which we've talked about on this program. The false soldier beetle was one of the finds at Bull Run. It was the first record for the species and the family in Virginia. There was also a rare species of May beetle. This is one of the June bugs, Phalophagus, the genus. These are the guys that are buzzing around your porch light at night or clogging up your pool filters. And I found a new state record for one species in the Bull Run Mountains, and it's very rare throughout its range. Most likely it's rare because it flies before beetle people are out there looking for them. Most of us don't start our field seasons until late March at the earliest. We tend to miss a lot of these early season species.
So you've made this collection. What happens to the beetles then?
Well, that's one of the products that I'm creating. I'm also writing a short report explaining what I did, how I did it, when I did it, and including a species list. And then I'm also including photographs that I've taken of beetles and other insects. And they receive a synoptic beetle collection. It's basically one or two specimens of each species that I found in the area. They use it for their teaching purposes. The Bull Run Mountains Conservancy has a lot of spring and summer programs for children. Duplicate specimens are sent to the Smithsonian and also the Virginia Museum of Natural History, so that data is spread out far and wide for other researchers to have access to.
Now they go into a vault like an Indiana Jones sort of thing, big crates.
Gosh, I hope not. I hope they're going to be more accessible than that. No, these are a standard insect collection, consists of a series of glass top drawers housed in cabinets, and these collections form a reference collection. So if anybody's doing any work in the Bull Run Mountains, they can go to those specimens in the collection and they can start combing through the drawers and find that species or find something that's closely related. They can also just go in and see what species are in the area or what species are missing. An accurate survey is a lifetime of work to thoroughly survey any group of organisms in any given place.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.